Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Makes me smile every time I hear that. Ross, it is so awesome. Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 229. Today is Saturday, August 15th, 2020. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Niecy over there. Hey, Niecy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Is everyone doing today?
I'm here. Hang on.
I know that one.
Yes, I'm here.
Pretty much, yes. Like, yes.
Flowers.
That's it. And our flowers. It's awesome.
My
Tell
Russ. My embarrassing moment forever and ever.
Exactly. Tell Russ again. He tweaked it for us, and
yes,
it's good. Tell him, happy leader is happy. So thank you, Russ, for the intro. It makes me smile. So thank you so much for that. So tell him that. I think I've told him enough times anyway, but yeah. So anyway, this week, very excited. We've got a returning guest has come back. It's been a little while since she's been on. However, we've got something to celebrate. In fact, it's Daenerys is here, but not only that is the other week she got her green to 120. Daenerys, congratulations! Woo!
Congrats.
Hang on. Yay! Congratulations! That's exciting. This is your first.
Yes, it is my first. I probably lost count of how many I lost. I've been working on greens and irons and everything else under the sun since Wrath of the Lich King.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally made it, and I'm so excited.
So excited for you. So excited.
Couldn't believe it when I got to 120. I told my fiance, I was like, wait, pull up YouTube. I need fanfare music right now.
That's awesome. All right. So what we want to know about, tell us about the leveling. Tell us how you went leveling with your green man. Because obviously, you know, you've been playing challenge tunes for a while. And this is the first time, you know, what has the leveling experience been like for you on this tune and then to finally hit 120?
Well, I would say, like, first and foremost, it was honestly really, really fun. I had a lot of fun with the green man in general. I won't say that it was without its, like, struggles.
Mm-hmm.
I went into it with the expectation that it would be easier than the iron, and in some ways it was, and in other ways it was just as challenging as the Iron Man, because I have played the Iron Man, and I had also heard from several people that Paladins are one of the hardest classes to play as a challenge tune, but I actually found it to be one of the easiest out of the classes. During my time leveling the green, I was able to experience the game, like, kind of in a way that you don't really think about when you're playing a regular tune. You know, like, when you're playing with heirlooms and all this other stuff and you're rushing through the game with, like, dungeons and raids and whatnot, you don't really, like, take the time to experience the things that are around you as far as, like, graphics and the details and the scenery that are around you. And because you have to, like, be careful of the quests and stuff that you do and of the the mobs that you kill, it gives you that those moments where you can be like, oh wow, look at that, like that's really amazing. And I was kind of like looking around at the details of stuff that I hadn't really noticed before, and so it was kind of like almost experiencing the game in a different way for me. And so that was nice, just to look around at all the things. Mm-hmm. And I would say that like leveling a Green Man was more fun than playing a regular tune in some ways, because it was almost like playing through the game for the first time because of the way that I had to play the game. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be so careful.
Yep.
And I think that all of my experiences in losing tunes definitely made me think about what I was doing more. Like, it made me more careful. Like, every time I lost a tune, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do this again. I'm definitely not making another tune. And every time I would go back and make another tune. And, and you know, I'd be like, well, I know what not to do now. You know, don't go do that quest, or don't go to that zone. Or, you know, it's always a learning experience, even if it takes you 2 or 3 years to do it. Or in my case, a lot of years. But
you get
through it, and eventually you make it. And, you know, in all the years that it took me to do it, I see a lot of people come in and out of the guild, and especially first timers, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm level 30, man, I made it. And I'm like, don't get overconfident.
it was
so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always an interesting journey. I mean, between the three of us, really, we've all had a journey in various, you know, having max levels, this experience through the different challenges. But it is an experience, isn't it? You'd have to say there is nothing quite like it to when you hit that 120, that essence of your being just goes, oh, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. And like, I mean, especially like once I got up to like 117, 118, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cry if I die at this. Like every level that I got probably past like 80 or 90, I was like, this is so much to lose. Like, do I even want to continue?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you start to get scared, you know, because you're like, oh wow, I'm 118 or I'm 119. Like, I've heard of people dying at these levels, and what if it happens to me? And you start to get scared because you're like, what if this next mob that I try to kill kills me?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Something, you know, it's one of those things you got to weigh up. Is it worth it? Is it worth
it? Yeah, I mean, you're really taking a chance no matter what. Because you don't, even if you do pick and choose the quests and the mobs, and you try to be careful, you're still taking a chance because you don't know. I mean, you can scout, but just because you scout doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be 100% safe. You know, taking a risk.
Yes, absolutely. So
RNG's fickle mistress.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So before we go on to talking about other things, I just want to delve into the leveling on your green a bit more. So where did you end up dinging 120? Where was the actual ding?
I did most of Battle for Azeroth, but
mm-hmm.
I found out that unfortunately I didn't get to really quest in my favorite zone, which was Drustvar, and I'm really sad about that because most of the quests weren't available.
Okay.
And so I actually ended up dinging in Stormsong Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if anyone ever goes out there, I wouldn't recommend it on an iron. It's tough on a green because the mobs are they're tough.
Yep.
They hit pretty hard.
Okay.
I was definitely taking a risk out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I said earlier when I say that I felt that the paladin is easier than most classes is because I, you know, in addition to all my damage spells, I also had, you know, I had Flash of Light, plus I had Lay on Hands, and plus I had Divine Shield, and those three spells together are enough to get to pretty much get you out of any trouble that you're in.
Yep.
And, you know, as long as they're off of cooldown.
Yeah.
And I would say that if anyone is, you know, if anyone's going to go out to Stormsong Valley on a green man, do it on Paladin.
Yep.
Like, honestly, like, that's hands down. Like, I had a pretty easy time out there on Paladin.
Okay.
Rude. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Rude wants to know what spec were you?
I was going to say.
I have on protection.
Protection, yep. Okay. All right. So, when did you get yourself out to BFA content then? At what level?
I think I was 102. I stayed in Legion. Legion until 102.
Okay, 112?
Or, yeah, sorry.
Okay, that's right, because I'm like...
No, I was like
102. No, I was calculating and I'm going, damn, she's real good on the pally.
I can't count.
That's okay. That's right. I was freaking out and then I'm thinking, you're a god on the pally? Bow to you. Okay. All right. Cool.
112.
All right. Okay. So you spent eight levels out there. Still, you know, decent. Yeah. Okay. All right. Which, yeah.
I did all of the quests. I did all of the quests in Tear Guard Sound. Because pretty much all of the stuff in Tear Guard Sound is available, except for the major storylines.
Yeah,
that's what I noticed. There was only one that I had to skip. There's a quest in Tear Guard Sound that has you killing these two sirens. And you can't, I couldn't even kill them on a green because what they do is they have a 10-second silence. Both of them do it and they tag team silence you.
Oh.
And I couldn't hardly get any spells off. So yeah. I had to Divine Shield and then Divine Seed to get away from them.
Okay.
It just wasn't possible to kill them, so I had to skip that quest. That was the only one I had to skip in Tear Guard Sound. And then Drustvar only had three available quests for me to do, and I had to fly around the entire zone to find them.
Okay.
And Stormsong Valley had almost every single quest available.
Right. Okay, interesting. But
I will say, like, the quest in Stormsong Valley where you, the very first one where you start, where you have to, like, kill all the orcs and stuff and put out the fires.
Yep.
The orcs spawn at a really, really fast rate.
Yes.
It's really, really difficult. I had to wait till there were other people out there killing stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was really hard to go out there and put out the fires while the orcs were spawning.
Yeah.
Because they spawn so fast, they can almost overwhelm you, and I had to run away several times, but I did get the quest done.
Yeah. Okay, so patience. Patience is a big part to play as well.
Patience and determination. I probably took a lot more risks than most people take.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a risk taker.
Okay. All right. But still, like, well done. It's still, you know, the fact that you went to BFA content and spent 8 levels, like at 112, even on a green, I think is pretty damn impressive. So, you know, that's awesome. Well done. Excellent.
There's a scary place.
I know! It's a scary place on a normal tune, let alone a challenge tune. So you've done so well.
I was bound and determined to do it because people were like, oh no, I don't go to BFA. No, don't touch that place. I was like, no, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
You did. Absolutely. Well done. Alrighty. Nisi, what's our next question?
So now that you've got your 120 ding in the green challenge, is there another challenge that you're focused on currently? And, is there a specific race and class combo that you've gone with?
Yeah, so, well, I was playing a Night Elf Rogue Pacifist. However, mm-hmm. RIP, I lost her at 35.
Oh, ouch. Damn.
I don't know if I'll make another one. That was kind of a sad story. Oh. I usually don't play... on nights that I'm not feeling well or that I'm tired. That's just kind mm-hmm. of a thing that I've set for myself.
Yep.
But I was not feeling well that night, and I had decided that I was just going to log in and do a couple dailies.
Mm.
And I was doing dailies, and I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to go do this one quest, and tried to run away from a mob, and my shadow meld failed. And I hit sprint and ran right into a horde camp.
Oh, no.
Oh. And they finished me off.
Yep.
So, pacifist is gone, but I've been working on my working man. I have a working man right now. She's a night elf druid.
Nice.
And I picked the night elf druid because I felt like that would be a little bit easier because druids can gather in while shapeshifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to try a druid again because I had a while back I had a working man druid, and I was so excited because I had got her to level 58 and she got her flight form, and she died right after she got flight form.
Oh, ouch. Yeah.
And I was like, no, I want to try again. And so I've been working on her and trying to get her leveled. Mm-hmm. I also have a gnome warrior bloodthirsty and a human paladin tin man, but I haven't really played either of those in a long time, although I did log in a few days ago and do some dailies on my bloodthirsty just because of the extra XP that's going on right now. I got her from level 15 to level 17, I believe. So basically what I did was since she had a whole bunch of rested XP, I logged in and I farmed a bunch of rares.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got her 2 levels, but nice. Tin Man I haven't played in a long, long time.
Yeah.
But I do plan on leveling those 2 eventually, because I would like to further my bloodthirsty. I after playing her and getting her those levels the other night, I realized how much fun it was and how different it is compared to the other challenges. It's a totally different experience, you know, because they can't do any quests.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just run around killing everything in sight, and that's pretty awesome.
Murder. Yes, so, absolutely.
But those are the only ones I've got going right now, is my working man, and then my bloodthirsty and my tin. I'm hoping to get going again sometime soon. I'm not sure if I'm going to create another pacifist, but I am looking at creating another regular iron in the near future. I really, really want to get a regular iron going, because I haven't played a regular iron in a long, long time.
Nice.
It's probably been at least a year since I played a regular iron.
Totally understand.
I'd like to get that going.
Well, you know, we do have the Winds of Wisdom buff still. You know, we've got it up until when to the pre-patch. So this would be the time that if you're gonna roll a passy, you can get to level 5 quick. You can get that iron, you know. When you're an alcoholic, it's the good time.
If I happen to make another pass after losing her at
35. Yeah. Maybe it's just one of those things. You just gotta sit and, you know, just take a... take and play the iron. Maybe you just need to roll the iron and go and chill out on the iron for a bit. Yeah. See how it goes. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you've mentioned a lot of the goals that you're working on, obviously, with the upcoming and what you want to do, and totally understand that you've got lots of tunes. There's lots of things that you want to do. So I'm kind of going to skip some of the question, but you know, real life for you obviously has an impact as well, so that would be part of it before the expansion comes in, would be playtime plus real life, correct?
Right.
School.
Yeah, I definitely want to get my working man leveled a bit before Shadowlands comes out. I would take advantage of that, you know, extra XP that we've got going on.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how far I'll be able to get her. Like many of you probably know, I'm an elementary school teacher, and we start school on August 19th, and this school year I'm going to be teaching from home, and on the 17th, which is Monday, I have to do an online back to school night presentation. And so basically in the next few days all of my time is going to be taken up, so once school starts, I'll likely be doing most of my playtime on the weekends and maybe a little bit during the evenings, but most likely it'll be just on the weekends for now, not a lot during the week.
Well, I mean, it's good that you've got the there is a virtual space that you're able to, you know, connect with and teach with the kids in the classes and all of that, which is great. But obviously that's a huge amount of planning as well. So that's probably more so than in class. Yes,
I have, you know, because when I'm not teaching, I have lesson planning to do, and I have grading to do, and I have, you know, I make newsletters for each of the months, and I have parent contacts and all that stuff to take care of. And so it's a big responsibility.
Yeah. Nice. Well, it's a very important job. And like, I think all of us, it's an amazing thing that you're doing. So well done. Well done on that. And you get to play when you get to play. But for now, you've got a 120 green, so yay. So we're super excited. Yeah. Yes, yes. All right.
So far, you've told us about how your leveling experience went, for the most part, on your 120, on your green man. And you've told us a little bit about your other challenges. But so far, through any of your challenge journeys, be it the green or your pacifist, any of it, Was there anything that you wish you had done differently? And is there anything that you wish that you, or anything that you will do differently next time around?
Well, like I've mentioned earlier, I'm a big risk taker. I probably take more risks than others would do when they're doing a challenge, whether it's playing a green man or an iron man. I would have to say there are plenty of quests that I did on my green man that almost got me killed several times. I probably shouldn't have done them, but I like to push myself and see how far I can go. And I always do make sure that I have an out available first. And I think if I were doing it again, I might not take as many risks and would probably play it safer when it came to certain mobs or quests. There were a lot of times when I had really close calls and I could have easily lost my green man at a very high level. I think when you get past like 80 or 90, it's really easy to get overconfident and you think that just because you're wearing green gear, you'll be okay. But that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get overwhelmed or get hit really hard. You know, especially if you, if you're taking on named mobs or if you run into a rare, oh my gosh, rares are awful, especially at high level.
Yep.
you hit the rares out in like Draenor, Pandaria, they'll take away like 3/4 of your health with like one shot. But I think next time, especially if I do decide to create an iron or even another passy, I definitely see myself taking more precautions and less risks, because there were a lot of times on my green man where I was like, I had to step back and be like, okay, that was close. And I don't want to be like, I think the reason that it took me so long to get a 120 was because I'm a risk taker, because I push those boundaries and I'm like, oh, I can do it. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that extra push is what ends up getting me killed. So I'm definitely going to be more careful in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, what advice do you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? Like, and any tips or tricks that you've found along your journey?
Well, I would say first and foremost, play something that you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I love Paladins. I probably have 5 or 6 of them on my account right now on Wormrest Accord.
Nice.
I absolutely love Paladins. So if you love Paladins and you've played them for forever, play a Paladin. Don't go on there and be like, hey, I'm gonna make an Iron Man, play a warrior, even though I've never played a warrior before and don't know how they work. Like, if you go on there and you've never played a warrior before and you don't know how to play them, you're probably not gonna do very well. Like, I mean, I guess you could learn, but I would not suggest trying to learn how to play a class while trying to do the Iron Man challenge. Like, it's just not gonna work. And then second, have fun. Like, this challenge is meant for you to have fun. Like, have fun with it. Go out and do your thing, you know. It's meant to be a fun thing. Also, don't think that just because something worked for one person that it's going to work for you. You have to find out what works for you and what you're comfortable doing and how much risk you want to take. I'm a risk taker. You might not be. You know, maybe the quest in Stormsong Valley are not good for you. Maybe you're going to have a lot of trouble with them. So don't just think that because I was able to complete them that you're going to be able to run out there and you know, slaughter everything. You have to figure out, you know, what works and what doesn't, and it's all about personal style. And then, you know, everyone's different. They have different play styles, and that's really what makes this challenge so great, is that everyone can do their own thing. And then finally, please don't get overconfident. Just because you're wearing greens does not make you immune, and it does not mean that you're more safe than an iron. There are still plenty of quests and mobs out there that can get you killed. And if you're tired or not feeling well, take a break. Don't make yourself play, because you will likely get distracted and end up making silly mistakes, i.e. my pacifist. Have fun with it, guys, and just really don't get overconfident, because the moment you get overconfident is the moment that you lose your focus and you start making silly mistakes. And, you know, it's about having fun and being focused. And if you take frequent breaks, you'll do better.
Yes. Yes. And again, all fantastic advice. And we are just so thrilled and happy for you that you've got yourself a max level character. You know, it's so good. 120 green. And we all say congratulations to you. Yay! Hang on, cheer. Let's do the cheer again. Here we go. It's an awesome achievement. Most definitely. So that is fantastic. But now we want to know, how has your week been? Other than, yes, you get the ding. Did you come, like, was there a little bit that you kind of did the whole, yay, I got 120, and then a little bit later you're kind of like, oh. Okay, what do I do now?
This week, and wow, I've been focusing mainly on my working man and trying to get her leveled as much as possible before Shadowlands drops. And then I also created a regular tune. I really wanted to play a Mechanome, because I spent a really, really long time getting the Mechagon reputation. It took me a really long time to get that. And so I made a Mechanome Mage, and then I was told it was the first Mechanome that has ever been in the Iron Man Guild, even though it's not a challenger, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Nice.
But that has basically been my week in WoW, even though I haven't been on in, like, 5 days, because my modem is gone. We have no internet. I'm using a hotspot right now.
You know what? You're coming through really well. So it is good. It is good, because you're coming through to me really quite well. So I'm happy. Yeah. So
had a leak in the roof and it destroyed our modem, and so I won't have internet till Monday, guys, and I'm not okay with this.
Yeah. Don't blame you. I think we'd all pretty much be in the fetal position. I know I would be under the desk in the fetal position right about now. So we all feel for you right about now. But, you know, it's good that you're able to do this. So we appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. But again, you know, we're so thrilled and so happy for you. And we're glad that you can be here for that. So congratulations again. And you're going to stick around for the rest of the show. So, yay, we're super excited about that. So thank you, Daenerys. Awesome. We're happy for you. And we will see what Niecy's been up to. Niecy, what's going on? What's this? Well, what's been happening?
Kind of quiet this week.
I was going to say.
It's been quiet, but it hasn't been.
It's been crazy. It's crazy.
It's been a week, guys.
Yes.
It's been a week. Real life has not been kind this week.
Ooh.
But I am on vacation from the Bloodthirsty Challenge until Shadowlands comes out. So I'm trying to just check some things off on my list. Still working on my iron, so Grumpy Soul's still kicking around. I got to level 78 on Thursday night. However, the game did not want me to get to 78. The Naga out on Sunwell Island, Kildanis, did not appreciate me being out there doing dailies at that level, and they had a few words to say about that. I had one that did not want to leash back to where it needed to be. Finally managed to get it to leash. Had a scare where I was trying to do... It's kind of a delicate maneuver to try to pull the three archers for part of one of the dailies. Usually when you pull one, two come. So if you run to a certain spot on the bridge, one of the ones that came will reset. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little tricky to get your spacing right. And I've got it down pretty good. However, when you see someone running by you, actually take a moment and see what they just did. Because this person zoned into the island on their mount, ran down the hill by the bridge through all of the blood elves that were down there, came back up in front of me and continued on to Sunwell. Apparently these mobs were like, F it, that person got away. You look like a good target. And I had not touched any of them except for the one that I had pulled. And I'm like, what? I suddenly had like six blood elves chasing me down. And I was like, oh God. And so I ran, I was popping cooldowns. I was hitting everything. They finally reset. But I was like, oh my God. It's like, guys, don't be dicks. don't do that. Don't run through mobs and then run through another person. That's not cool. So that was a long road from 77 to 78. And I'm like, okay, we're done now. We're gonna put her away for a week. my nerves are shot.
Yep.
Also, I started a working man because, you know, after Cell made his not Nisi, I had to make a just Nisi. So I've got just Nisi, the working man, on the list. I got her to 35. I didn't get a whole lot of time on her, but, you know, it was something.
Nice.
And I've got my two pacifists that I'm trying to put most of my energy in at the moment. So I've got down in front that was still from the pacifist contest, my hunter.
Yes.
He's doing fine. I got to 56 on him. I really haven't had an issue there. And Gentle Soul somehow managed to hit 106 this week. Her dig sites have been absolutely terrifying. I was kind of out of options and was forced to do two of the three it gave me for Unguro. And I was like, really? You put three dig sites in Unguro? And the fourth one was in front of the entrance to Alderman, which I know I can't do right now. And I'm like, really? So I have to do at least one of these in Unguro because the ones on the other continent are not happening. And I'm just like, okay. And there's dinosaurs tromping all around me. And I'm like, I don't like this. And then I could see a devil sore queen standing up on on a mountain hill. And she's looking at me and I'm looking at her. I'm like, don't you dare. You stay right there. And
Angora.
And, it was terrifying. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be out here anymore. But I didn't really have much of a choice. But I got her to 106, and I'm like, okay, we're done. We're done. Not doing this anymore.
Nice.
And in between trying to get the pacifist leveled, I was trying to pop into PTR to look at the event that was happening. Because I didn't really remember playing it during Wrath, and people were saying it was very similar to Wrath, but more. And I'm like, okay. That was something. Once I finally managed to get past the world server down bug or whatever, every time I tried to load into Stormwind, I had to get creative with how I was getting in there. That's something. People were enjoying spreading the plague. And every single Murloc on Murloc Island behind the inn in Goldshire was a ghoul. And they just kept becoming more ghouls and more ghouls. I was lagging. There were so many ghouls. You couldn't even differentiate individual ghouls at one point because there was so many stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, well, let's see how far out it went. Got into Red Ridge. There was a little bit in the beginning. And I'm like, okay, that's not so bad. Got into Lakeshire. There was nothing. And I'm like, all right. So I was sitting there wrapping up my stream, trying to wrap up my stream. And somebody flew in and was hovering above me. And I'm like, what you doing? And they infected me. And I'm like, oh, thanks, buddy. So, and I was a ghoul again. And
yeah,
like, right. And once you become a ghoul, you're PvP flagged. And
yeah,
it's a hot mess. And they're like, mm-hmm. when I first got infected, they're like, oh, talk to an Argent healer to be saved. And I'm like, but where are they?
Yeah.
I can't find one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So yeah, this is basically not happening. So it's not safe to be out during that. And so I was making my pre-patch plans, as it were.
Yeah. If they don't make any changes, then it's a hot mess. And as a challenge player, you will not want to hop on a challenge soon.
Oh no.
Anywhere.
Anyway. No. Like, I was, well, maybe if you just avoid the cities, because at first people were saying, oh, they're
even beyond that.
And Orgrimmar. And then I went out and they're like, oh no, they hit New Dalaran the other night. And I'm like, oh. And then I went out into the zones and I'm like, oh.
They're in the zones.
Because then in Lakeshire, when I was coming out, all of, in Red Ridge, all of the gnolls at the base of the hill at three corners, tri corners, when you come in, they were all ghouls. And it was ghouls as far as the eye could see. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
No. So. Yeah. Right before they announce pre-patch going live, I'm going in, removing all of my gear off of all of my challengers, and they're going to go on a nice quiet holiday.
And we'll do reminders. Yeah. I mean, we'll do reminders, but I mean, I did the same thing. I spent quite a bit of time jumping between copied over challenge tunes, hopped on, copied over my main and played around on the PTR with not only the zombie, like just with both, just seeing what the zombies was like. And I can tell you as from my main that I got hit and got away, and she's in full whatever she's in, 470, you know, like epics. I could get away and not die. However, you get a debuff, and even if you have not died, if you get 10 stacks of this debuff, then you turn. I got 9 on Lita, and I got away before. So, but I made it, then I went and made a level 1. And I logged in as a challenger. I was going to go and make a level 1 and go, okay, let's go make a level 1. And I log in, and guess what happens? I'm dead. That's it. I log in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead. As a challenge tune playing, I am dead. There was no ifs, buts, and maybe. But not only that, within a fraction of a second, I've been risen as a ghoul, as a zombie.
Yeah. It was like instant when you were low level. Like there was 1 in 10.
No choice.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you couldn't get away.
That's it. So it was off I go. I'm PvP flagged. I am now. All the guards are red to me. The only thing that is green is the zombies.
Yeah, the guards.
All
the
players are red.
Everyone's open season and. Like, oh, God.
And I'm level 1.
Yeah, Tiber made a comment, and he's like, oh, you know, I never thought I'd see the day when Nisi upset a Stormwind guard. And I'm like, oh, God.
And the only way you get four abilities. So because you've already died, well, there you go. I'm a level 1 challenge turn. I'm dead. There you go. I'm already done. So that was the first thing. But then I decided I'd have a look at the spells to see what was going on. So there is a spell, Explosion, which takes you out of the zombie ghoul and comes back to your spirit form to run back to get your body. So I went, okay, let me go get my body and then I'll run down to Goldshire because I made a human warlock, as you do, of course the leader does. So I do that, and then I'm just leaving you know, the Abbey area, and you know where the guy is on the right hand side who gives you, says, hey, take this down to the inn. And just as I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should talk to him, I wouldn't mind seeing what XP it is, I'm dead and I've risen again because the zombies come and eaten me from down the road. So
it was a hot mess.
I don't even know where it came from. Like, there was nothing. I'm looking down the road, and then I turn, and I'm like, well, I pick up this quest, and then I'm dead. And I'm like, okay, right. So then I decided I'm going to stay in zombie form, because you know what? It's really not good to be in normal form. So then I decided I'd run around. And of course, I'm PvP flagged, and I'm thinking, oh, please don't anyone kill me. I just want to look and see what's going on. By that stage, I'm running around having a look to see what's going on. And everyone's, you know, you've got people killing other people because they're PvP flagged. You've got people who are running around, turning the Murlocs, like you said, Murlocs, and everyone, everyone's in the inn, creating the inn. Like, it's just chaos. And I'm just going, yep, this is not good. So I ended up logging off her, and I hopped on I copied some of my big challenge tunes, over, and I went to like Dalaran. I went to where else did I go? I went to a couple other places, and there's like corpses everywhere. Oh, so yeah. I'm flying around, and I'm like looking down, just going, guys, this is not good. This event is not good. If you are gonna hop on a challenge tune while this event is going on, be it at your own risk, because it really is not good. So just giving a heads up, whether they're going to change things, obviously they're still, you know, they're testing stuff out.
It is very, very dangerous.
And as a level one, I can say if I'm making a new tune, the zombies were level 10. They one shot me. That's it. Like, there is no coming back from that. So, you know, it's at the higher level, they were same level as me.
The leveling scaling was a little weird. Like, between level 1 and 10, they were showing as 10 to me. When I got turned, then suddenly I was level 48. The guards were still showing as level 9. And I'm like, okay. I will say, though, I was standing in Goldshire just kind of looking at the hot mess that was happening around me as a ghoul. There was about maybe 10 or 15 guards and a couple players hitting me. And it was taking them a while to take me down. Mm. But, you know, at that point, you're a ghoul and you're already kind of confused. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, yeah, okay.
Anyway,
the health draining over time where you die anyway at some point. So it's just not advised.
It's what we've found so far. Daenerys, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for the sub. Yes, that's very sweet. Very sweet.
I don't know why it keeps disappearing. I've been subbed for like 6 or 7 months.
Twitch is so much fun at times. It really is. I don't know what's going on. Trust me, I have the same thing. I don't think it's going to make a difference whether you're on a low or a high pop server, seriously, because if you've got someone who's going to go out there and want to grief, you know, grief people, they can just sit down. They can kill something and you can raise. As a ghoul, you can kill a mob and then you can raise a zombie. So you can just kill NPCs and you can raise, and then off they go. So all you're doing is creating more and more and more and more zombies. And this is where the problem's gonna be, guys. So... yeah. So again, I'm gonna keep popping in every few days and having a look to see what's going on with it, see if there's any changes, and keep an eye on it. But yeah, just giving you the heads up right about now, gonna tell ya, I am not gonna be touching this event with a 10-foot pole with any challenge turn. Yeah. At all.
Good on your norm. Go ahead. If you guys don't believe us, download the PTR. But yeah. From a challenger mindset is very scary. It's... And I would advise against trying to do anything on a challenger during that. Unless you really want to go for it, by all means, go ahead. But
yeah, then you got lots. There's going to be lots of deaths. There will be lots of deaths. So don't say that we haven't prepared you for the zombie apocalypse. That's for certain. Anyway, other than that, before I get onto the news, just say my passy hit 89. I did some BTs this week. I'm so happy. I got to murder things. That was great. The Panda Hunter hit 34, the Human Warlock hit 35, the Culturan Hunter hit 38, and the Gnome Warlock hit 41. Do you like the theme there? Hunter, Warlock.
Yes.
Yes. So they've been good. I've had to put them in different zones though. So, you know, been having to watch my zones.
That's the one thing, you get really being in the same zone, and then you've already killed the rares, and
you
have to come back.
Yes, have to
wait out the timer.
Space them out. Have to space them out. But yeah, they've been very good. So anyway, we'll see how they go. All right, where's my news bumper? Where is it? Which one? Not that one. This one. Here it is. Okay, let's do this.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right, as you can see. Down there, pointing down there, bottom right hand corner. WoW Challengers Fashion Show 2020 is up on the WoWChallengers.com website. So for those of you, hang on, let's see if Lita can do this without like completely stuffing everything up. Okay, information is up on the website for those of you that are not sure. Screenshots, anyone who wants to participate, you can get that in. It will be on the August the 29th, which will be WoW Challenger's 5th anniversary show.
Oh my exciting.
God, who would have thought?
I know.
Thunk it. Stone, what was he thinking? Dave, shut up, Dave. I'm gonna say you don't like it. Just go away, Dave. Okay? Not in the mood, Dave. So please send your submissions to podcast@worldchallenges.com, or you can send them to Lita, to me. Personally, we've got some stuff going on with the website, which I'll talk about in a minute. So in case, you can submit them via my email, which I'll give in a bit. This is open to US and, EU regions. Prizes are subject to change. However, we have got a Blizzard store pet for each category. So we've got three categories. So we've got Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020, which is the grey white edition, which is create a stylish look entirely of white and or grey gear. We have also got the Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020 Green Edition, which is create a stylish look entirely of green gear. And then we've got the Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2020, which is just a stylish original look. Okay. Now, your rules are no transmogging. So what you've got to be wearing, you've got to be wearing it. Okay. No account-wide use of any gear. All gear must be obtained by your toon that you're submitting. Must be equipped on the toon. You need to give us a link to the armory page of your toon, because we need to double check that what you're wearing is correct, so that you're viable. We don't want anyone wearing something that's not, because, you know, we don't want anything to be, you know, if you say that you're doing the white and gray and you're wearing a piece of green, you shouldn't be doing that. All gear must be equipped on a level 20 or above toon. So you're not making a level 1 toon and just going from there. It needs to be a toon, okay? Just make sure that when you're submitting an entrant for a particular category, make sure the toon you are using is gear appropriate. So, say you want to do the green edition one, don't use an iron. An iron can't equip green gear, guys, so you might want to use a bloodthirsty or a green mantoon to do the green edition if you're going to enter the green edition, okay? So yeah, so that's what we've got down for there. If you'd like to, you can write a short story about what your toon is wearing, how you came about the outfit, you know, all of that kind of thing. And final prize allocations are from Chris and myself. Now, don't forget, you're allowed to enter once per what do we call it, like section. So not multiple entries. So if I'm going to enter, I can put one in the gray, white, one in the green, and one in the emerging. Okay? That's it. So just
make sure that you guys leave that gear on until after the anniversary show, yes. Though. So because we're gonna be looking at the links. So yes. You don't want to just take the photo and then take it off. Lita needs to see that it's on your character in the armor.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we'll probably be doing links live on the show so everyone can have a look at your tune, and you don't want to be wearing the wrong thing. So, you know, we're going to be doing this live in 2 weeks. So, you know, that kind of thing. So get your tune ready. But yeah, submit them from that, and it's a bit of fun. That's what we're having. It's a bit of fun. So come on over. Get your, you know, snazzy little outfits ready to go, and we'll be interested to see what everyone comes up with. So yeah. All right. Okay. So that's the contest for anyone. And if you got any questions, message me, message us, let us know. But that's the gist of it. And good luck. Good luck with that. Okay, so a couple of things. There's been a couple of changes. Have to say a big thank you to Alminia for everything that he has done for WoW Challengers, for the website, all of the bits and pieces, and we want to wish him all the very, very best. He has taken leave. He stepped down. He is no longer our pebble due to personal reasons. So we want to say we wish him all the best. However, okay, we do have a new person, and her name is Elke, and she is our queen of the code. And we have to say, welcome, Elke. Welcome to the WoW Challenges. She's very excited to be here. As you guys may have known, we did make the announcement during the week. And just want to say, you know, again, thank you to for everything he's done. But welcome aboard to Elke. And we have currently got some stuff going on. So we will be moving bits and pieces. So if you see that the website's a bit slow, it's probably because it's in the process of doing stuff. Okay. So that's probably the best that we can do. So just be patient, but Elke's all on and she's all over it. And please at the moment, don't hit her with all the big stuff. She's just trying to get, we've got to get the servers. It's being moved onto a better server that's going to accommodate all of our needs that we need for running all of the bits and pieces and to make it streamline it and make it better. So she's in the process of doing that right now. So hopefully there will be no downtime at all.
Fingers crossed.
So I have fingers crossed, as always. So again, thank you, Elke, so much. We do appreciate it, and hopefully we might be able to get her on for a chat one of these weeks. We will see, but we will let her do what she does best, and that is, she is our queen of the code, so we will let her do what she needs to do. So, but again, welcome aboard to Elky. All right. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is I did happen to have a wonderful chat with Sai from Scrubs versus the World, a podcast. We got invited to go and have a chat, and I did. I had a chat with him yesterday about things that you can do, you know, while people have got a lot of downtime towards the end of the expansion. And he wanted to have a, you know, talk about the WoW challenges and what we do over here and things, the challenges and the things that we offer. So, yeah, I had a wonderful chat with him, and that will be out in, he said, probably in a couple, maybe a week or so. He's in the middle because obviously COVID and family and stuffs and stuff. So, I'll let you guys know once I know everything is up and he's got editing and all of that. But it was lovely, and he was wonderful. We had a lovely chat, and I'd like to get him on and come and introduce him to you guys. He was a fun guy to talk to, and he's keen to try the challenges. So I say,
awesome.
I say, give it a go, and we'll get him on and we'll have a chat with him. So and say, hey, come give the challenges a go. So yeah. All right. I think that's all the news that I have got. I'm just trying to think of anything else. No, that'll do. Let's keep going. Okay, state of the challenges. Girls, you take it away, because I'm gonna rest my voice for a moment and drink some coffee, okay? So, Irons, Daenerys, sweetie, can you start on those, please?
Okay. So, Irons, number 10, we have five melon at 94. At number 9, we have Farrakessa at 95. Number 8, we have Mox at 98. Number 7, we have Farrakiri at 101. Number 6, we have Stagster at 101. Number 5, we have Nandaru at 103, but is red flag for mage portals taken. Oh, sorry about that. Number 4, Iron Take 2 at 108. Number 3, Contester at 115. Number 2, Jang Test at 118, and number 1, 99 at 119. So close.
Wow.
He's close. He's plugging away. So 99 close. Belongs to Varsin, who was our recent...
Is it?
No, not Varsin. No, not Varsin. No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
Oh, past
17. Sorry, past 17. Ah.
Okay, Al
somebody
Passy.
To write up for, so yeah.
Okay, Al Passy. Yeah. Right, okay. Cool. All right, excellent. All right, Bloods.
So for Bloods, 10th, we have Bloodlita at 41.
Oh,
9th, cool. Ruru Monk, 46. 8th, we have Hunter Zorts, 50 yellow flagged, needs more kills. That was actually a hiccup. That shouldn't be there.
Okay. I was like, seventh, what?
I just got it verified just this second. Okay. I was like, oh, well, it's in there now.
Okay.
Seventh, all right. We have Murloc Killer, 56. Sixth is Deserved at 64. Fifth, Ensource Cell, 65. Fourth, Blood Cell at 68. Third, Gold Dragon at 70, but you are red flagged. Too many quests completed. Second, Calamoon, 70. Yellow flagged. You need to go out and kill some more. And first this week, Zaya Bicey at 73.
Nice.
You could get Pacifist Daenerys.
Number 10 for Pacifist is Passy Jang at 86. Number 9, Passy Lita at 89. Number 8, Innocence at 94. Number 7, Gentle Soul, 106. Number 6, Ash Passy, 107. Number 5, Ferthola at 109. Number 4, Blame Chris, 114.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
number 3, pacifist. 120, 12th pacifist champion. Congratulations. Number 2, pass one even. 120, 11th pacifist champion. Congratulations. And number 1, Zaya Passy, 120, yellow flag, 3 kills, 2 killing blows.
Oh. Yeah. Zaya, damn. It's not a clean run, unfortunately, on Zaya's, but still wonderful achievement. Pass 1-7, and Chris on pacifist. Amazing, amazing achievements right across the board, guys. Hang on, let's do our little... It's, again, amazing achievements to all of you to get to 120. And Zaya, so sorry on you. That hurt. Yeah, damn that. All right. Tins, what have we got?
All right, so Tins, we've got Tin Juni at 39. Ninth, we have Truce at 39. Eighth, we have Agroterra, 40, but red flagged. I have no idea what happened here, but fishing, cooking are not allowed, and there are some gear issues. Seventh, we have Gusta Versen at 43. Sixth, we have Tin Hunt 2 at 46. Fifth, we have Siohi at 48. Fourth, we have Ferric at 52. Third, we have Tin 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 at 55. Second, we have Hunter Punk at 98. And first, we have Celery at 116.
Nice. Alrighty.
Really sure what? Into my tin. My tin's like 8 something. I don't know what happened to her.
All right.
You get greens, Daenerys?
What's that?
You get the greens?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I don't know where it is.
Greens. Okay. Number 10. Assy Green, 76. Number 9, Ferlocky at 78. RIP. So sad. I'm sorry. Number 8, Kripal. 82. Number 7, Havana, 87. Number 6, Sky Climber, 91. Number 5, Daydreamer, 92. RIP.
Ow.
Number 4, Leaf, 93. Number 3, Moonglow, 94. Number 2, Greety 3, 103. And number 1, Crones, 113, RAP. That's so sad. I'm sorry.
Damn. Ouch. So sorry, Crones. All right.
Well, that one had to hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Working man this week. 10th, we have Kojol at 10. 9th, we have Ishna at 21. 8th, we have Amariel at 25. 7th, Claire Lan, I believe, 27, excuse me, RIP. 6th, Jasnisi at 35. 5th, Lurkst at 49. 4th, Nikki at 57. 3rd, Not Nisi at 82. 2nd, Azzy Work It at 83. And 1st, Fairy Work at 84. Now for teams this week, we have a couple for Iron Teams. So 4th for Iron Teams was Malicious Innocence at 17. 3rd was Mach 1 at 34. 2nd was Oh No, Not Again at 62. And 1st was Undeterred at 72. Blood Teams, there were none this week. And Green Teams, 3rd place this week, Sticky Greens at level 20, but you're red flagged. Someone picked a talent. 2nd, Green Logs, 25th or 25, but you're red flagged. Someone equipped a rare piece of gear.
Oops.
And 1st, Never Give Up at 101.
Ooh.
Rough exciting. On the green teams this week.
Yes, yes, it's all a bit on the edge of our seats. So exciting. All right. Okay. Obviously, commiserations on all those we lost this week. All the rough and tumbles. But well done to everyone for leveling this week. As Fair said, a special nod to Zaya for all the passy stuff he did in BFA. And as we know, but you know, Zaya plays a lot of tunes. He's an alcoholic to the nth degree. We love him for that and for all the work that he does do, because he does do a lot of work and a lot of sussing things out. Zaya, heart you, thank you, and obviously commiserations. But thank you for all the info and the sussing out for all the things that you do, Zaya.
And that's going to be on the forums.
If yes. It is. Yes. There is lots of info on the forums. So thank you. Thank you for that. okay. Where's my bumper? Let's have a look. This one. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo. It's Chit Chat.
Okay. All right. So as we like to start Chit Chat off with, we have got the bumper to end all bumpers. Well, okay, not quite. But anyway, it is the Azzy part of the Azzy segment. Let's just call it that. Here's the bumper. Let's just do it.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. All right. Daenerys, have you got Azzy's? I didn't color code it. Obviously, I was too sick.
Yeah, I just realized it.
Have you got Azzy's pun there? Can you read that?
I can read that one. Yeah.
Okay, can you do that one?
From Azzy, it says, "What's the worst part about eating a tiny Wookiee? It's a little chewy."
It is cute. You can't go wrong with a Star Wars joke, honestly, Azzy. Thank you.
I love how Azzy's always like, it's gold, but when he weeks, he gives us multiple, he doesn't know what one we're using.
They're
all gold for Azzy.
That's right. I don't think Azzy's got one standard, don't you, Azzy? It's like gold.
I love gold, his enthusiasm.
Gold. Yes. So thank you. And golden caps. Not just any gold. It's golden caps. Thank you, Azzy. Thank you. Absolutely. All right.
I like most of them, Azzy. Don't get me wrong. I do.
Yeah, Lee. I'm cute. Probably the one that's probably like, Azzy, no. Anyway, that one is cute. That one is very cute. So thank you, Azzy. Niecy, okay, what's Dave sent us? Hit me with the Dave one.
We love you, Azzy. We not be hating on you. We love you. So from Dave, why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? It was stuck in a crack.
Of course it was. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thank you. Both of you again. Well done. It's nice.
We love both of you and your
contributions. We do appreciate it. We do appreciate it. The cute ones are good. Because you know if you send anything that's not cutesy, it's not going to get read. Anything that's deemed anything else may not be read. So, but you know, that they are both very cute today. So thank you. Nice little chuckles there. We do that. Okay. Anything else that we need to, Dave, you're cute. You know that. I'm saying it right now, Dave, looking at you right now, Dave, you're cute. Damn it. Just take the compliment. Don't care. Heart you right now, Dave. There you go. Suck it up, buddy. You're having it. There you go. Heart. Right. Okay. All right. Anything else we need to do, because I think my voice is about done.
Thank you to Wynn for subbing.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you. Thank you for the subs. Thank you. And Daenerys again. Thank you, sweetie. That's super awesome.
You're welcome. I don't know why it got disappeared, but it did, because it keeps doing that, and that's kind of annoying.
Look, you know, the interwebs is such a fun thing, and Twitch is its own source of fun times.
Is important, and I don't know how people can live without it, because I've been without it for 4 days.
Yes, it is. But we are so glad that you're here. You're here with us. Right? Yay for hotspots. Yay. Yay. All right. Well, we won't keep you any longer than we need to. So let's wrap things up. Okay. So, Niecy, let us do our thank yous to our Iron Elites. And I will add in the new Iron Elites this week. So you guys will get the recognition. But to everyone that we've already got, our thank you to all of you. So go for it, Niecy, please.
All right. So thank you to our Iron Elite supporters. You do help more than you can possibly understand. You help keep the lights on, the server going, and allow us to be here every week. So thank you very much. So this week we would like to thank Aleandris, Asylin, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sel, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparksban, Gazdin, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miki, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Niecy Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Alminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Nice. And again, I have updated it to reflect the most current. I will do it this week to reflect the new most current. I'm only going to be trying to do it once a month. Otherwise, I will.
Yeah, it's an ever-evolving list sometimes.
It is. But, you know, again, if you guys are supporting us through whether it's Patreon, Twitch, you know, PayPal, whichever, and if anything gets overlooked, please let me know. I'm trying to give my hands across all of the things, and at times, you know, it's trying to do that. If I've missed something, I apologize, but please reach out and let us know if I have missed anything. But I'm trying to stay, you know, on top of all of that. But again, guys, thank you to our Iron Elites. It is greatly appreciated. Alrighty, so from Stir, Stone, and myself, I have to say a huge thank you to our mods. You know, again, for all the things that you guys do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Niecy, and Zaya. Thank you for the work that you do behind the scenes, for prepping, for the forums, for the podcast, for the screenshots, for, you know, all the bits and pieces. Truly make my life a lot easier. You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm looking right down the barrel at all of you mods, okay? So thank you. Thank you so much. Again, I want to say a big, warm welcome to Elki, our Queen of the Code. Thank you for joining our crazy bunch of WoW challengers over here. And we welcome her with open arms and all the fun. And we look forward to everything she's going to bring to us. So that is super exciting. And again, to you guys out there watching, listening, to our subs, welcome. And just every challenge player out there, thank you for supporting and being here and playing the game and having some fun with it. So thank you to all of you for doing this. Alrighty. So next show will be back next week, Saturday, August the 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have to say, Daenerys, again, thank you for being here and joining us on your hotspot. We've got you again. Congratulations on your 120 green. We are so, so happy for you. You got it. You did it. And we wish you all the best on all your other challenge tombs, whichever one that you're going to, you know, your working man, your iron. If you pick up a passy, your bloods, whichever you're going to do. But thank you so much for being here. So can you tell everyone where they can find you if they want to get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, so you guys can get me on Discord. My tag is Smudgems, hashtag 0459. You can email me at melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, F-E-W, at gmail.com. My Instagram is melodyfew. And you can see me on the podcast. It's just Daenerys, capital D-A-E-N-E-R-Y-S. And then if you look me up on Facebook, it's just my first and last name is Melody Few. And then I have a small YouTube channel. If you want to look me up on YouTube, I do have a music channel, and my tag on YouTube is ALL4CHRIST1985.
Excellent. We'll have the information up, which Nisi will take care of that. So thank you for that. Now, don't forget where you can find us, which is wowchallenges.com. That's the website. You will find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can listen to us, download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, you can contact the show by emailing podcast@wowchallenges.com, or you can send me a direct email to leta@gmail.com. I have to check with our queen of the code to make sure the podcast@wowchallenges.com is going through. But if not, look, just send it directly to me, leta@gmail.com. Okay, that's probably the it's probably the easiest. That's my Gmail, isn't it? I think it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm mental blank. Obviously, I need drugs. I think I need it's to take some more drugs. Day. Oh, it has. Yes, it has. Oh, I'm getting the lurgy's taking hold, guys. I'm gonna.
No.
My family. I swear to God, I'm gonna.
Not a holiday lurgy. That's not good.
Oh no, that's right. I'm on holidays. God damn it. Oh, thank God thank God Execute's not coming up, because otherwise I'd be sick and then he'd be sick and oh, poor sweetie. Anyway.
See, things do work out.
It is what it is. Okay, Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord as Nisi, at hashtag 4863. Find me on Twitter at NisiBGN, and I also stream some challenge stuff and some art stuff once or twice a week. And Twitch, I'm NisiBGN there as well. And Leta, where can we find you yourself?
It's LetaWow@gmail.com. I'm delirious. That's what Leta Wow@gmail. Don't send it to Leta, because some random person's gonna be like, who the hell is this? It's the same as my Twitter, honestly. Panadol. Anyway, LetaWow@gmail.com. So LetaWow@gmail.com. Same as my Twitter, @LetaWow. LetaWow. Okay. That's it. All right. Say the last thank yous, please, Nisi. Jeez. I got to go back to bed.
Okay. Oh. So we'd like to extend a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for doing our new intro.
Hey.
And you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. We'd also like to thank Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, and also on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, we So very thankful for these wonderful friends of ours to help out and do this. And Russ, seriously, dude, love our intro. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. So thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Again, Daenerys, congratulations on your 120 green. We are so super excited and happy for you. Thank you for today, for coming on the show. We, you know, hanging out, catching up. It's been a while, but we appreciate it. So thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It was great talking to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Alrighty. Well, Niecy, thanks for hanging out as well, everybody.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take it easy. Please be safe out there. Stay safe in game and out of game. And we will catch you again next week. All right. Say guys. Say bye, guys. Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod. And you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.